Jesus sees my poor. Thank God for the mighty island of crime, the beautiful voice of Sister Searchy. Amen. Raising our spirit. Amen. To our associate in the person of Reverend Smith and Minister of Music Coleman, Elder Brown, who's in the audience, to all who's present, I must say that God is good and his mercy is everlasting. This morning, I won't be long, but I would call your attention to Paul's second letter to Timothy, chapter number 2. Paul's second letter, we'll call it 2 Timothy. Amen. 2 Timothy, chapter number 2. Come actually from verses 1 through 9, but we're just going to slip out verses 8 and 9. Amen. 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 We'll read verses 8 and 9. Everybody got to say amen?
Amen.
Anybody need a little more time? Say, hold on. Amen. We must be on one accord. And it reads, 2 Timothy chapter number 2, verses 8 and 9, it says, remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, for which I suffered trouble as an evildoer, even to the point of chains, but the word of God is not chained. The grass withers, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. God, our Father, we thank you for another preaching privilege. We ask now that you just allow your Holy Spirit to move freely in our midst and grant us a fresh anointing of your Spirit, and in that anointing grant us preaching power. And Lord, we be careful to give you all the praise. It's in the strong and mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Our Lord, we pray and thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, for which I suffered trouble as an evildoer, even to the point of chains, but the word of God is not chained. For a few minutes, I want to talk from the subject, do you remember? And let me begin by saying that in the context of verses 1 through 7, Paul is reminding young Timothy and us this morning to be strong through grace. Meaning just as we are saved by grace, we must live by it. According to Colossians 2:6, that says, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. He also encourages Timothy and us to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, according to verse 3 of the text. And then Paul admonishes young Timothy and us in verse 7 to think about the words, and God would give him understanding. And so it is in our immediate text, verses 8 and 9, that he admonishes Timothy and us to remember. Remember what? That Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, for which I suffered trouble as an evildoer, even to the point of chains. But the word of God is not chains. Do you remember? And that's my subject this morning. And so let me ask you this morning, do you ever have trouble remembering things? Well, if you're not sure, the answer is probably yes. You know, have you ever you forgot your keys, your wallet, your checkbook, and the like? Or even sometimes you went into another room and forgot what you went in there for. Well, that's a sign that we all sometimes forget things. And so as a reminder today, tomorrow is Memorial Day, a national day of remembrance for those who have lost their lives to the service of our country. My brothers and sisters, these men and women have given the ultimate gift, their life, that we might have freedom, even freedom to gather today in worship, a freedom that many Christians around the world do not enjoy. And so as Americans, it is good to have days like Memorial Day to remind us to be thankful and express gratitude for those who have served and are serving our country, to their parents, children, as well as their spouses. But however, as Christians, we are called to remember certain things as well. And so in 2 Timothy 2:8 and 9, Apostle Paul exhorts Timothy and us this morning to remember. And as we reflect on this passage from God's Word, we will see that as Christians, we are called to remember five very important things. Well, first, we are exhorted to remember the person of Christ. We are to remember, according to verse 8, that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead. Now, the word remember is in the imperative mood, meaning it's a command and not merely a suggestion. It's in the present tense, which suggests a continual action, and that is to keep on continuously, moment by moment, remembering the person of Christ. In other words, we must never lose sight on the person of Christ. Note Paul referred to him as Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus represents his humanity, and Christ represents his deity. And the additional phrase of raised from the dead, it only heightened the emphasis because Christ's death was for our sins. His resurrection means that the penalty for our sin has been satisfied. The phrase seed of David also speaks of Jesus's humanity because he was born into this world as a baby in the lineage of David. And so we are called to remember Jesus Christ as the Son of God and the Son of Man, as one who was fully God and yet fully human. Now, the second thing we must remember is the power of the resurrection. Note the text says he was raised from the dead. My brothers and sisters, we are called to remember the power of the resurrection. And I believe you'll agree that some of life is many times unmanageable, meaning life is not always easy, because we can't possibly manage everything that life's going to throw at us. But God can. And that's some good news. Therefore, some people today are admitting that their lives are in trouble. And I feel powerless to deal with my circumstances. Well, what you need is a power greater than yourself. Because when you remember the power of the resurrection, if you belong to the Lord, then you'll be able to say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Because of the resurrection of Christ, not only has he risen from the dead, but if you've been saved, he has risen up in your life. And that makes you able to say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And therefore, we need a power greater than ourselves, because we were never meant to live our lives just on our own power. God wants us to have a relationship with him. Then thirdly, we are to remember the promises of God, the seed of David. Now, I mentioned moments ago that this focuses on his humanity. And so we remember Jesus as one who has walked on this earth, who knows and understands all of the struggles that we face. And that's why the Bible tells us again in Hebrews 4:15-16, for we have not a high priest who cannot sympathize in our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. And let us come boldly, let us come with confidence to the throne of grace to find help in time of need. And so not only only does this phrase highlight Jesus' humanity, it's also Paul's way of emphasizing that Jesus is the Messiah, the promised one, the Son of God. He's the fulfillment of the hopes and dreams of not only Israel, but of all the whole world. Because as you read through the Gospels, you are struck with the phrase, these things happen over and over so that the scripture might be fulfilled. And let me ask you, do you know that over 300 prophecies were fulfilled by Jesus Christ, and most of which were made hundreds of years before his birth? And so we must remember the promises of God. Fourthly, we must always remember the priority of the gospel. Note, Paul says in verse 8, according to my gospel, for which I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even to the point of chains. Now, y'all, we see that the gospel is the most important message in the world. Notice Paul say he's willing to endure hardship and any suffering in order that he might be able to share the gospel. And I believe because he understood, recognized what he said in Ephesians 2:12-13, he said that at one time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. He was talking about us, non-Jews, and strangers to the promise, having no hope, without God in the world, but now in Christ. You who were once far off have been brought near, meaning every person, Jew or Gentile, who trusts in Christ alone for salvation is brought into a spiritual union and intimacy with God by the blood of Christ. All because Paul, who was an apostle to the Gentile, he was willing to suffer any hardship, any struggle in order to bring the gospel to us who were strangers to the promise. He wanted to bring the gospel to us who were without hope and without a God in this world, in order that we might be brought near by the blood of Christ and be saved. And so we must remember the priority of the gospel. Well, the final thing, I told you it wouldn't be long, is we must remember the paradox of suffering. Note Paul says in verse 9, he said, for which I suffer even to the point of chains, but the word of God is not chained. Now Paul affirmed that even though he was in prison, and the word of God was not in prison. This is the paradox. He's in prison, the word is in him, and yet he's in prison, but the word is free. Somebody get it out the way. My brothers and sisters, the Roman governor could not construct a prison that could contain the word of God, because the word lives as a lamp to our feet. It lives as a light to our path. The word lives as food for the hungry and as water for the thirsty. The word live as rest for the weary, as salvation to the sinner, and grace for the Christian. I tell you, God's word is not chained. His word is free, and it's still continuing to spread even right now. Now, my brothers and sisters, the point is a Paul perspective allowed him to see the good coming out of his circumstance. And in the same way as believers in Christ, we must look at the results of the adversity and not at the adversity itself. Because for Paul, the prison wasn't punishment for preaching the gospel, but Brother Sergio, it was a platform to preach to brand new people. Now, that reveals that oftentimes it is in the most difficult circumstance that God can do the most in us and through us. And so as I try to move to the close. How is your memory this morning? Do you remember? Because God has given us something much greater than a Kodak camera to help us remember. He's given us his word and his spirit so that we will remember him and all of his blessings and not forget. As Americans, this morning we remember the sacrifices of those who fought for our freedom. At funerals, we present an American flag to the family with the words of, on behalf of a grateful nation. As believers, should we not present our bodies to the Lord as living sacrifices with the words that say, on behalf of a grateful sinner who has been redeemed by the blood of Jesus, because one Friday on a hill called Calvary, he died that we might live. But I'm so glad that early Sunday morning he got up from the grave with all power and heaven and earth in his hand. And so the text says, remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David, he was raised from the dead according to my gospel, for which I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even to the point of chains. But the word of God is not changed. And so we must remember Jesus Christ. We must remember that God has provided for you and me a divine companion, one who promises never to leave us nor forsake us. We must remember that Jesus is a divine friend who understands what we feel and who knows what we're going through. We must remember that Jesus is an all-powerful companion who can take you through a time of suffering and trials. Hey, God, all right. Yeah, Lord, he'll take us through suffering and trials for our good and for his glory. Now, the reason I know that the Lord is all right is because I tried him for myself. And I remember when I was lost, he found me. When I was down, he picked me up. When I was sad, he made me glad. When I was sick, he healed my body. All because he lives in my soul. It's because he lives I can face tomorrow. Because Jesus lives, all fear is gone. Ain't God all right? Do you know him this morning? Have you tried him for yourself? Won't he make a way out of no way? Won't he lift you up when you fall down? Won't he save your soul to the utmost? Ain't God all right? If you know he's all right, let me hear you say yes. Say yes. I know he's all right. He's good to me. He's brought me from a mighty long way. Yes, he does. Yes, he's all right. Yeah. Remember. Do you remember what the Lord has done in your life? Do you remember how far he brought you from? Through many dangerous toils and snares, I have already come. Sometime with tears rolling down my eyes, but he brought me.
This is radio station KAYT, Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Join us as we open our Bibles, hearts, and minds